I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, July 8th. This week's look at the Summer Triangle fits perfectly with the Chinese celebration Qixi, which means literally the Night of Sevens. Yesterday's brief retelling of this myth contains several additional details that connect with its celestial origins. The goddess of weaving, the star Vega high in the east, has been taken from her husband, the handsome cowherd, seen as the bright star Altair, much lower but nearly as bright as Vega. They've been separated by the great river of the sky, what we know as the Milky Way. As the sky darkens near 10:15 or so, take a closer look at the cowherd. You will see two fainter stars on either side of Altair. In some versions of the story, they are the two children of this romantically tragic couple, wading with their father into the river in hopes of reaching their mother. The third star, Deneb's role, is as a great bird or flock of birds, forming a bridge across the river. However, this is only allowed on the seventh day of the seventh moon. Why that date? While the triangle is high in the east this evening, it crosses almost overhead at midnight, shifted to 1 a.m. with daylight saving, and is seen throughout the night. The crescent moon near Jupiter this evening is not its only visitor, as we'll discover next week on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.